Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed about things you don't want to miss in our community. Little housekeeping note here, there's always a lot going on in Columbus County. That's why we added the good news segment to our newscast. Then it turned into a full program and a weekly post at CCN back in 2021. Several folks have mentioned how they'd like to know a little bit sooner than Friday about what's happening on the weekends. And we have listened. The program will still be broadcast on WTXY Cool 103.9 on Saturday mornings. We've also added the good news to our CCN radio lineup as well. Now, since life happens and announcements and stories don't always come together when we'd like them to, we'll be editing the good news on the CCN webpage to reflect changes for last-minute announcements. We're also expanding our church news section, so be sure to send us your service information, address, contact information, website, or social media, as well as any special services, so we can share it with our readers. Remember to check back with the good news throughout the week for updates on additional events. Now on to some of the things that are going on. Today is the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity March in downtown Wyville. The procession is scheduled to start at 10 o'clock at Vineland Station and go to the courthouse where there will be music and speeches. The march is sponsored by the Wyville chapter of the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Now the shelter is only open when temperatures dip below 40 degrees. However, Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours will be extended on extremely cold days. You can also drop off donations for the warming shelter at Hallsbury United Methodist Church from 10 until 12 this Saturday and next Saturday, or at the 11 o'clock service on Sunday mornings. Donations of baby supplies, coffee, bottled water, and toilet paper are the most urgently needed, but we have a full list on our website. Call 910-918-4531 if you can help out. Speaking of that cold weather, our community hero this week is Alan Strickland. When the cold weather moved in with a vengeance last week, Alan opened up the Todd House Wedding and Event Center in Tabor City to anyone who is in need of a warm place to sleep down there in the border town. It's always a sign of a good community when local businesses step up and help those in need during tough times. Alan and his family have put a lot of time and effort into remaking the Todd House. They deserve an extra thanks for offering a warm place for the less fortunate. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Columbus County had 20 deaths from drug overdoses in 2022. That's 20 too many.
Columbus County wants to reduce the harm caused by opioids, drugs, alcohol, and vaping. Our Quitty campaign has information you can share with family and friends and a 24-hour helpline at 910-640-8872. Hope starts here. Help starts now. 910-640-8872.
Welcome back to the good news, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Misty Crib will be held next Saturday, January 25th, from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Wyville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10. They're available at a number of area businesses. Now, volunteers are still needed for the Crib family fundraiser. A meeting and prayer fellowship will be held next Friday, January 24th, at 6 p.m. at Happy Home Church in Nakina. See this story online for more, or call 910-625-0952 for tickets. It's hard to believe, but 5 years ago this past week, ground was broken on the Veterans Memorial Park of America on US 701 south of Wyville. What began as a dream has grown into a destination for local and out-of-town visitors alike. There are monuments to all the branches of service, a memory garden where people can reflect on veterans who lived and died in the country's service, and the field of flags, as well as so much more. On the fifth anniversary of that groundbreaking this week, Angela Norris and Company began pouring the foundation for the Veterans Outreach Center. When it's completed, the center will act as a community meeting place, as well as acting as a local base for VA services when they come to visit the county. What's more is that very little taxpayer has been used for the park. All of the funds have been raised through individual donations and a few grants outside of one donation by the county. It's good to know so many people want to honor those among us who have served. Now, coming up in April is going to be a big event. The Wall That Heals is going to be at the park. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C. Along with the wall will be the Education Center, where visitors can learn more about local service members whose names are on the wall. The event is free, but they will need volunteers. Contact Angela Norris via Facebook for more information. Western Prong Baptist Church will hold a meeting January 26th for anyone interested in volunteering for the upcoming Tim Tebow Night to Shine. The meeting will be at 4 p.m. at the church. Western Prong is located between Whiteville and Clarkton at 167 Peacock Road. Now, Western Prong's annual Wild Game Banquet is January 21st. That's always a big event. Tickets are $20. There'll be drawings, speakers, and much more. Major League Baseball players Mackenzie Gore, Gavin Williams, and Brooks Baldwin will also make special appearances at the banquet. Call 910-648-2744 for ticket information. The Piney Forest Baptist Church Joy Group will host Empower Her 2025 on February 1st at 9 a.m. until noon. Lane Cowell and Amy Carroll will be the special speakers with praise and worship music from the Crossroads Band. There'll be fellowship, door prizes, books, and merchandise, as well as much more. Tickets are $20. Call 910-625-5205 or 910-770-1292. Piney Forest is located at 4509 Andrew Jackson Highway Southwest, Chatburn. Columbus Baptist Association Spring Revival is set for March 10th through the 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church, 551 Hallsboro Road South. The guest speakers will be Reverend Joshua Connor of Pleasant Plains, Reverend Phil Addison of Bolton Baptist, Reverend Ryan Edwards of Clarendon Baptist, and Dr. George Strickland of Saragorda. There'll be special music each night. Thanks for being with us today on The Good News. Remember, we never charge for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays, anniversaries, Good Samaritan hero stories, little kids with big fish, happy news of any kind. There's always room for it on The Good News, both on air and online. Email Jefferson Weaver at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056. Or just drop by our offices at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.